Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. You got any big wish list items for your Christmas, for you to get for Christmas?
Yes. It's something my wife wants more than me, but it is something that I'm like, yeah, that'd be kind of cool to have.
What? A puppy.
Yes, but that's not the one I'm thinking of. Yes, a puppy is on the list. Like, yeah. We're gonna check that out and see with the kids' allergies, but it's a bidet.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Yeah. Because we went to Japan in March, and now we're spoiled.
Gosh. I'm going to get asked, dude. Did you guys plan that? And the answer is no. No. Because if I would have known that was the answer, I wouldn't have asked the question.
It's true nonetheless. I've already talked to a handyman about getting one installed. And I think, I don't know. We'll see if it happens. Because it's kind of a process. You got to get electric to your toilet. So that's a thing. Figuring out all this as we go.
Go on. What's a bidet? What's the benefit?
So a bidet shoots water right up into your genitals. And what? That's as far as I understand.
Well, I mean,
how it works. I mean, if you're a boy, I don't think that you need that as much. But I mean, I'm not going to say
you,
no.
What are you doing? I think that. Maybe a bidet is not what you really want.
I think what I'm looking for is a hose. Can you just turn that thing on full blast? Ah! There we go. It's gotcha.
What are you...
That's why we got woods in the backyard. We can just go back there and do that stuff. Nobody cares.
Josh says, bidets are for your rear, not your front.
I don't know.
I think that's obvious. What are you doing with a bidet? That's not right.
Well, I don't really know. I mean, we went to a lot of public restrooms. And so I was a little hesitant to use the bidets in Japan.
And then that's all you wanted to do.
But, you know, everybody around me is like, oh, man, these things are nice. And I will admit, the heated seats is what I was like, ooh, okay, I can get that. I understand that.
Are you watching The View while you use the bidet?
Man, I can't go into some of these private things that happen. But I can tell you that the bidet was really nice. And I get that I was not using it right. I understand that. But it was because it was a public toilet. So everything that I know is all up here. It's all academic. It's just like if you hire somebody right out of college and you're like, do you have any experience in the industry? No. Okay, well, I'm not as interested because all you know is head knowledge. You know, I want somebody who's going to get that down there and really lay down the railroad ties. That's me about the bidet.
I didn't listen to anything you said, but I did hear it end with railroad ties. You know what's for your bum?
I was trying to come up with a funnier way of saying butt, and I think I said genitals.
It's not the same thing.
It's not the same.
No.
It's just not. I'm also trying to protect my wife's integrity here, you know?
You're not doing a good job.
Like, so I'm trying to make her sound like she's the smart one, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
You should try again.
So she's really interested in one of these very fancy French toilets. Does that sound better?
I don't think your wife is the problem here. You kind of caught me.
I didn't say she was the problem.
Caught me off guard here.
Yeah.
With what do you want for Christmas? Yuck, yuck. We got 8 minutes to waste on this show. How about a bidet? Well, here we freaking go.
Yeah, I'm not
Let's
trying to
talk
be gross
about a bidet. But then you said you spray it on your genitals, and that. Made things make more and less sense at the same time.
You know what I'm just realizing, though? That I've never thought about this because I don't really understand bidets. I'm all academic. I wonder if you could fill the sprayer with like a cologne.
What? No. No.
No?
That'd be not good.
It might burn a little.
Some but, aftershave.
Like Home Alone, yeah. But down there. That was in Home
you
Alone.
You do like one of those goofy.
It was in Home Alone 3.
I assume. I don't know. I've never tried it.
I've never seen Home Alone 3. Yeah. Because that's what you're saying, right?
Who has?
Yeah, nobody has. People didn't watch it because it was rated
People
X.
Only watch Donald Trump and Home Alone 2. That's the only reason to watch that mm-hmm. one.
Home Alone 2 was not great.
It wasn't. Mm-hmm.
It was lost in New York. And you're
Home
like,
Alone 1
doesn't make
great.
Any sense. Why it's are Harry great. And Lloyd there again? Or whatever. Harry and Lloyd. I think that's Dumb and Dumber.
Well, I haven't seen it, so.
You haven't seen Dumb and Dumber?
Harry and Marv.
Harry and Marv. So anyway, what are you getting for Christmas?
Not a bidet.
What is it then? What are you going to get? Regular toilet?
I would like to get some couches.
Ooh. So things you sit on, though. There's a theme here.
You don't sit on the bidet.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't sit on it.
Yeah, you. We got to get the whole toilet. We're not just getting the seat. You can get the seat on Amazon. We got to get the whole thing, though. We're getting the whole thing.
I would like a couch. It has nothing to do with what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to get you the cushions, because apparently that's all you care about.
We're constantly trying to fit with six full-size people in our family now. It used to be when, you know, Molly's three, but she's like a full-size person, kid now. She's not a little baby anymore. We need more seating space, because now it's like whoever's in the room last just has to sit on the floor. Because we have two, what we call our old people chairs, which are just lazy boys. My mm-hmm. husband and I each have a chair. And then we have a couch. And then, God forbid, they sit on the couch and have to touch each other. You know, like, you're touching me! That type of a thing. Mm-hmm. So we think about getting two couches. I need good recommendations on good Black Friday sales for couches.
I do have a recommendation.
Yeah?
Save you some money, too.
Yeah?
Instead of getting a new couch, just throw a beanbag chair on the floor.
No, it doesn't work, because somebody has to have that chair. Or, even worse, everybody wants that chair. Get and then two. It's just fighting.
Get two beanbags.
How about a couch?
Five beanbags.
Brad, Christmas gifts?
Gosh, I don't even know how to follow that. One of the things that I would really like...
I'd like a new tie. Yeah.
No, I've been wanting a lever-action rifle for quite some time now, and, you know, it's...
Is that like my Henry?
Yeah, I think so.
22.
Can you sit on it?
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it.
Because there was a theme here,
like,
and now...
Can you? There, sure. There would I? No. And I wouldn't aim it at what you're aiming the bidet at either. But I want one with a 357 Magnum and the 357 Magnum caliber. And that's kind of what I've been thinking about a lot in the last 2-3 months.
Any gifts you're excited to give?
The bidet, mainly. But man, if we get that puppy, people are going to lose
it's
their minds.
It's a rough segment to have one extra minute to. Or not. Every 56.50?
Yes.
Okay.
Just never play mind. Us out.
Good thing, because I thought we were 57.50.
Yeah. Let's just do a live for somebody that doesn't exist.
I'm going to do that if I have to. YouTube live chat poll for today. Do you support recess appointment confirmations for Trump's cabinet picks? I read a lot of your thoughts on this on the air throughout the course of the show. Yes for all of them, yes for some of them, or no, you don't. Ryan and Brad were both no's. I was yes for some, with some stipulations. 19%. Voted no. So you guys are in the minority. 36% yes for some, and 45% of the voters today said yes for all of them. Woo! That is quite inverted from what we had said. Let's see what Mark Reardon has to say coming up next on 97.1 FM Talk.